What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. You know what today is? Today's Monday. And every Monday, we bring you a little segment called Metric Mondays, a little bite-sized piece of information to help you improve your practice and your life. And I have a question for you. Would you like a well-built schedule with predictable revenue that runs smoothly and gives your team the confidence to do it over and over again? Well, you can have all that if you know what your scheduled production is and why. Today, I have an amazing coach on. Her name is Miranda Beeson, and she takes us through the ins and outs of scheduled production and how it can change your days. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. It's the beginning of a week, another great week. It is Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you have an amazing week this week. And like every Monday, it's our theme for Mondays, and people are loving it, getting a lot of feedback. Like, people love the Metric Monday. It is Metric Monday. We're going to give you a bite-sized piece of information to help you improve your practice and your life on the way to work or wherever you are. And I have our director of education. She is amazing. Miranda Beeson on today to take us down this path. Miranda, thank you so much for being on here. I always appreciate you. And I love having you on.
Oh, thanks, Kirk. I love being here. So I'm glad to be a part of Metric Monday.
Yeah, Monday, you probably have your coffee with an extra shot. And you're just like, every Monday, I'm just like, okay, I love Mondays. Well, kind of. And I'm just like trying to have a clear mind around this week. And we're going to help you set the tone.
Well, you can look at it two ways, right? Like, it's Monday. Or like, it's Monday. Oh, it's a fresh start.
Yeah. We're going to set the tone from the top in a good way. So what is our metric today, Miranda? Let's go there. What is it?
All right. Well, today we're talking about scheduled production. So not necessarily looking backwards at what production we've already completed, which is more of a lagging indicator, but we're looking at a leading indicator today, which is scheduled production. And what scheduled production is the total dollar amount of treatment that is scheduled to be completed, whether it be for a specific day, a week, or a month. It's what's on the books and gives you a glimpse into your future performance. So when you're looking at scheduled production, you could look at, you know, what do we have scheduled tomorrow? You could look at what do we have scheduled next week, next month. You could look at the quarter. You could even just look at what's scheduled thus far year to date. So this is a forward-looking metric that helps us to see and predict a bit of our future performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, number one is you have to know how to think about your days and your weeks, and you can go back and look at some of the things that Miranda's already. We just did a recent podcast on this, and we have a lot of great resources. But here's one of the questions I have for you, Miranda, is I've been doing this for 31 years. You've coached now more practices, way more than I have. But I used to think it was like, oh, I just found one practice that really doesn't know how to use Eaglesoft. And do you know that the daily production is up here? But when I was watching you teach the last one, I'm like, this is a bigger problem than just, I thought it was an anomaly if I found a practice, but it's really quite common that people don't know how to do this, correct?
It is really common. It's kind of that busyness factor. I know Barrett often talks about the busyness equation. Like, we're just busy. And as long as you feel busy, you don't feel like you have to really worry about it. But in reality, you can be really busy and not hitting goals, not producing what you want to or need to for your practice success. So I love that you mentioned the production number in the corner because it's my favorite thing. I encourage teams to always have that production number in the upper corner of your practice management software so you can see what is the production today? What is the production tomorrow? Are we trending? When I look out for the next week, for the next 2 weeks, and click through day over day over day. Is the schedule set up for success for me to hit the goals that I want to hit? And it's that forward looking, it's that leading metric that helps us see where we're going.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is right, but think about this. There's three types of practices: people that know how to use that feature and they use it really well. There are people that know how to use that feature and they don't believe in it. They're like, yeah, we've had 7,500 up there forever, but we never hit it. Do you know what I mean? It's just like this fake number the doctor made up. And then the third type of practice, we don't even know that exists. So like, see where you are on the spectrum. We're hoping that you can move all the way to the first one, which is we know what it is, we know how to do it, and we could actually have some countermeasures. But like, let's talk about how this impacts the practice. So if I do this really well, what's the impact, Miranda?
Well, number one, the most important thing to follow on what we just said for this to be accurate is that when you make appointments, you do have to attach the procedures to the appointment. So if you're pre-scheduling your hygiene appointments, it needs to be synced to, the appointment has to have attached to it the Profi and the fluoride and the bite wings. If you're scheduling a restorative appointment, you need to have the crown code and the buildup and everything attached to the appointment. That's how the software is going to be able to pull this data for you. And when you have this metric in place and you can see what you have scheduled into the future, it's going to be your first indicator as to the financial health of your practice. So when you're looking at scheduled production and you also see, man, I have a few holes in my schedule for the next few weeks, and you start to get that panic, you can look at, but what is my scheduled production for what I do have in the schedule? And maybe you're actually already at goal, and now you don't have to stress quite as much about the holes that you have in your schedule. If your schedule isn't built intentionally and you're just relying on hope and not strategy, it's harder to hit these metric goals. It's harder to get where you want to go. Low scheduled production numbers often lead to the team scrambling last minute, trying to plug holes, fill things in here and there. Hey, let's get that, you know, scan. We had Mr. So-and-so who needed an occlusal guard last time. Let's get that scan as fast as we can, because you're trying to fill that and scramble last minute. Sometimes you also have underutilized chair time. And that's when your team gets stressed out too. They can feel the tension that you bring into the day when you're scrambling and we're not getting where we need to go with production.
Yeah. And there's two other things that happen anecdotally. I'm just having PTSD on past morning huddles is, you know, number one, if we're not on target with scheduled production, a lot of the focus is on getting us. And so the team indirectly here is, we need some money. We need money. Mm-hmm. And so you really do want to be on the front end of this and well thought out. You can be calm about this and team, mm-hmm. your team could take ownership. The other thing that happens too, and you could probably speak to this, the worst thing is when you're behind and you just leave everybody out of the equation. You go, I don't work on Fridays, but Mrs. Finelli's coming in on Friday. I need an assistant helping me, and we're going to prep all those teeth and get us back on track. And I was going to go golf, but I'm not going to golf on Friday, type of a thing. So don't do that. Like, the whole idea is to have a business that operates mm-hmm. intentionally. And when you do this right, it's amazing how you can hit this. Like, this isn't rocket science. Do you know what I mean? It's not like people think, well, this is too hard. No, it's not. It's just simple math done consistently and intentionally. And you'll be surprised how well you can hit it. You agree with that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because that's really the thing, is I just talked about how it can be stressful and we can scramble and we're trying to throw things in last minute. Or like you said, maybe we're like going to try to bring that big case in on Friday and we forget that that means we need an assistant, an administrative team member, and somebody to clean up at the end of the day. And your team does start to do exactly what you said, which is like, is all we care about money? And that doesn't feel good. That impacts your culture in a negative way. But the flip side of all of that is that if you are aware of this metric and you build a schedule intentionally to hit your goals, and you can create that predictable revenue day over day, then your days do run smoothly. You can plan for the appropriate team members to be there on certain days. You can inventory with confidence. You can feel comfortable that the expenses that are going to go out are going to be met, because you know what you need to break even. You know what you need to be profitable. And if you build your schedule to support that, and then you can look at this metric, again, it's the scheduled production. If you can look at that and see that it's fulfilling those needs, it reduces your stress as a business owner, which then makes a happier you for your team and your patients every single day.
Yeah. Now, an important ingredient to Metric Mondays is our countermeasures, things you can do right now. So this is Barrett's favorite part. He's like, we can talk about this. But in these Metric Mondays, we want to tell people what to do. So if you're a dentist driving to work today and you're like, we don't do this, or we've just never tracked this, or we've never hit it. Like, Miranda, help me. Like, what can I do today to impact this metric?
Yeah. So I would say the first thing is what I mentioned a few moments ago, which is if you're not attaching procedures to your future scheduled visits, you need to start there because this metric will not be accurate. So when you were saying earlier, you know, they look at that number and they're like, I don't know, it's always been 700 every single day. Well, if we're not attaching the procedures, then you're right. The data will not be correct. So if you're not doing that, first of all, start doing that. If you've never looked ahead at scheduled production, if you're always looking backwards, you know, running your production report at the end of the day or the end of the month, start looking forward at your production as well. And you can start with just tomorrow. Start looking at tomorrow's production that's scheduled and saying, you know, where are we? You can start reporting that at your morning huddle. Today's production is this. Tomorrow's scheduled production is that. And it's going to give you a little more space and time that if there's a shortfall for your daily production goal tomorrow, for you to start thinking, and we're not scrambling tomorrow in the middle of the day. Yeah. And then lastly, you can run a quick unscheduled treatment report, call two or three patients with incomplete treatment, and even especially like a high value slot that might be available. If you look at your scheduled production and it's not quite where you want it to be, dig into that unscheduled treatment follow-up system, reach out to a couple of patients and see if they wouldn't appreciate taking advantage of the opportunity that you have to help them and also improve your scheduled production for the next day.
Yeah. So well said. I know we want to keep these short, but what Miranda is saying is this is such an important metric. If you do this right and do it consistently, it's more than just production that you're going to learn about your practice. You're going to learn how to think better about these days. You're going to think, how do I go from 21 to 17 days? How do I think better about my mornings? The really good part about this is by tracking future scheduled production, you start to think better about how you're manifesting and creating a better week. You know, you can actually see your weeks and months get better. You'll see team members think better about the days. They'll think about how we schedule and why. And you'll start to put those self-limiting beliefs that you have, like, nobody would ever do this in the morning. Well, we have to do this at night. Or why couldn't we do it? It's amazing when that starts to happen. And this compound interest that happens on this confidence, it's magical. So any last thoughts before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I was going to say, last thoughts are, in the end, we always say the same thing. It always comes down to data is the truth, and our feelings are just telling us whatever story in the moment. So if you're feeling a certain way about your schedule, if you have fear around things within your schedule, if you see a hole and you literally get anxious on the inside, if you know the data to look for, it's going to help resolve that anxiety for you. So the data is going to tell you the truth. It's going to help you to navigate those feelings and set aside a bit of that fear when you can see the truth. And then the other piece of it is it's going to shed light on systems that either need to be created or revised in your practice. Yeah. If the numbers aren't where you want them to be, it's never a people problem. It's well, I shouldn't say never. Very, very rarely is it a people or person problem. It's usually a system problem. And yeah, when you see these metrics, if they're not where you want them to be, it's just a matter of revisiting or creating some systems to help you get there.
Love it. So well said. And Miranda, 12 minutes, 26 seconds. Barrett's going to be so proud of us.
it's for the short commuters.
Yes, the short commuters. So
don't worry. We have really long podcasts.
We do. Don't worry. And, you know, I'll just let you guys know what's going on here. So we have an intern, happens to be my daughter. She's like, I just want to show you the metrics. When you stop talking so much and give people more information, it's like more people. So we're finding by looking at the data, people like short, to the point podcast that they can use. So not that we're going to stop bringing you long content.
I mean, you and I really enjoy the long content. So we also have to have fun. So we'll do both.
Deal. All right. We'll stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for tuning in on Metric Monday. Hey, it's Monday. Set the tone from the top. Go in, make everybody feel good about being in your practice today. And let's have a great week. So hope you guys enjoy this. Join us in the Best Practices Association. We have now have a free app. It's free. You guys, there's nothing better than free. You can go back on the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and you can search Best Practices Association and you can get the app for free and start your journey today to a better practice, a better life. If you've tried everything and you're just struggling, we can have a coach help you. So feel free to reach out. We're here for you. So until we hear from you guys next time or you see us next time, keep watching, or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.